If you have your Bibles tonight, we want to look in Matthew chapter number 27, very briefly, Matthew chapter 27, and we want to look just at one verse of Scripture tonight, Matthew chapter number 27. In this text of Scripture in Matthew chapter 27, you're going to see a man by the name of Pilate. He is the governor of all the land and region of Judea, and Pilate has a man stand before him by the name of Jesus. Jesus has been arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. He has been arraigned at Caiaphas the high priest's house, falsely condemned and accused and condemned. And they bring him down to Pilate that Pilate might sentence Jesus to be put to death. And Pilate three times in the Scriptures said about Jesus, "I find no fault in him." And I want to say to you tonight that every devil in hell has tried to find fault with Jesus, but it cannot be done. And I want to say to you tonight that I have found no fault in Jesus, and you'll not find anybody that can truly say they have found fault in Jesus Christ. As Pilate was faced with a decision, he tried to ignore the decision. He tried to pass it off to somebody else. He sent Jesus to Herod, but he got him right back. And finally, Pilate washed his hands in front of everybody, and he said, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person." Now, we know that Pilate, as he washed his hands, was faced with a decision. Friend, you can't wash your hands of Jesus. You can't say, "I'm not going to decide." Because when we hear about Jesus dying on a cross to save us and how he was buried and on the first day of the week he arose, you're faced with a decision. Will I receive him? Will I accept him as my Savior? Or will I refuse him? Will I reject him? I want us tonight to think just for a minute in the Scriptures, understanding that Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst." And we know that Jesus wore a purple robe as he was brought out before Pilate. And I want to take this purple robe tonight, and I want it to stand for Jesus Christ. You know, he's here tonight. The Bible said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst." And Jesus is here. And I would ask him if he would just be seated in this place, just that he would stay with us just for a few moments. And I want to mark this chair that Jesus might just be with us. And in Matthew chapter 27, Pilate asked a question. It was a very present question. It was a very pressing question. And it was a very personal question. It was a question that I had to make a decision about so many years ago in verse number 22. Pilate saith unto them, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" And look what they said. They all say unto him, "Let him be crucified." They rejected Jesus Christ. They rejected his testimony. They rejected his truth. They rejected his precious words at that point in time. Pilate had brought another man up who was a man that was a seditionist. And he said, You have a custom that I can release someone every year. Can I release Jesus, who's done nothing wrong, or should I release Barabbas?" And the people said, "Release Barabbas." And he said, "What shall I do then with Jesus?" They said, "Let him be crucified." But Pilate said, "I find no fault in him." And I want us, just for a little bit tonight, I want us to call some witnesses up, and I want to put them in that chair, and I want to hear what these witnesses are going to say about this man, Jesus Christ. First of all tonight, I ask the angels to come. I believe where Jesus is, there's probably angels present with him somewhere. And there's no doubt tonight that we entertain angels unawares. And I would ask one of them, and maybe the great angel band, if they would just gather around, and if one would just be seated in that chair. Mr. Angel, maybe it's Gabriel, maybe it's Michael. What would you say tonight about this man Jesus? They would say, "We say unto you, is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." thank you, Angel Band. You can be dismissed. But we want you to stay. Maybe you might feel the sanctuary as we hear others that might testify about Jesus. I asked John the Baptist, John the Baptist, would you take the chair? And would you tell us, the Bible says about you, sir, that there has never been born a greater among women beside Jesus Christ than you, sir. So tell me, what do you say about Jesus? Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Thank you, John the Baptist. What about John the Apostle? We know him as the Revelator out on the Isle of Patmos for such a time, and began to write, John, you are one of his disciples. You are very close to Jesus. John, what do you have to say about this man Jesus? And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Thank you, John. Let's ask another disciple, Simon Peter. What do you say about this man named Jesus? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you, Simon Peter. You can be dismissed. I would like a woman to come. How about Martha? Martha, what do you have to say about Jesus? She said, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into this world. Thank you, Martha. What about Thomas? Another one of those disciples. He was a doubter, Thomas was. Thomas, would you take the stand? And would you tell us what you think about Jesus? We heard there was a time when you said you wouldn't believe unless you saw the nail prints, unless you saw his side, that you would not believe. Thomas, what do you have to say about Jesus? Thomas falls from the chair, and this is what he says. My Lord and my God. Amen. Thank you, Thomas. Praise the Lord. I wonder if we could call someone else. What about Stephen? Stephen was stoned while he was preaching about Jesus Christ. Stephen, what do you say about Jesus? He said, all I can say is while I was preaching. And I said, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge for throwing stones at me. As I looked up, behold, I saw the Son of Man standing on the right hand of Almighty God. And he received my spirit at that point in time. Thank you, Stephen. What a testimony. What about Apostle Paul? Paul's one of the greatest writers, one of the greatest men of God in all the world. Amen? Paul, what would you have to say about Jesus? Paul, you met him on the Damascus Road, is that right? Yes. I was going to arrest people and take them off to jail. But Jesus came by my way and shined a great light. And I fell to my face, and I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. He said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? Paul, what would you say about this man Jesus? Preacher Darren, I'd say this. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things are passed away, and behold, all things are made new. Paul, what else? Can you say anything else? I know in whom I believe it. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed him unto him against that day. Thank you, Paul. But those were many of Christ's friends. I kind of expect that they're going to say that he is the Son of God. But what about his enemies? I asked that the demons might come in. Preacher, demons in church? Oh, yeah. They're very around. They're very active trying to disrupt. Now the angels are here and they'll overpower those demons. Jesus is here. He'll overpower those demons. I asked one of those demons, would you take the chair, please? Demons, what do you have to say about this man Jesus? We know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. What dost thou with us? What dost thou with us? You all can be dismissed. And don't come back. What about the Pharisees? You Pharisees, would you take the chair, one of you? Can you see him as he sits down? And I say, sir, what do you have to say about this man named Jesus? This man receiveth sinners That'll do. What about Caiaphas the high priest? Sir, what do you have to say about this man named Jesus? Caiaphas won't even sit down. Caiaphas, sit down in the chair and tell me what you think about this man Jesus. This man says that he is the Son of God. That'll do. Who else could we call to come and testify about this man named Jesus? What about Pilate? I washed my hands of a decision. What happened to you, Pilate? I rejected him, and I wound up in hell. Pilate, what do you have to say about Jesus now? I still find no fault in him. What about this centurion? Would you come? Truly, this man was the Son of God. What about Judas Iscariot? Would you take the seat? I have sinned in that I have betrayed innocent blood. What about somebody? Go get the blind man. Bring him in. He can't see how to get down the aisle. I can see very well. Who said that? I was blind. I can see now. Would you take the chair, please, sir? Would you tell me, what do you say about this man named Jesus? I was blind, but one day he came by my way, and I called upon him. He spat on the ground. He went, and he made spittle, clay, put spit on it, and he rubbed it in my eyes. And he told me, he said, I want you to go down to the pool called Siloam and wash there. And I went down there to that pool, and I washed in that water. And when I opened my eyes for the first time, I could literally see. I'd never seen before. And by the first time I saw the man named Jesus, that's him. You realize when he spat on the ground, you know where they get your DNA? Not out of your blood, no. Your DNA comes out of your saliva, out of your spit. deal with their heart. God, you would help them tonight, God, to come to the realization of the salvation that alone is in Jesus Christ. Take care of them, Father. Keep them safe, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.